In Britain, it appears there's more trouble for Tony Blair just months before he plans to step down as prime minister. In what's been dubbed the Cash for Honours scandal, there are accusations that seats in the House of Lords and knighthoods were awarded in exchange for loans given to Blair's Labour Party. To learn more about this story, we turn to NPR's London correspondent, Rob Gifford. Hello.
Hi, Renee.
So there have been allegations of a cover-up and efforts to keep the scandal out of the news media. Obviously, it hasn't really worked, but what's the latest?
Well, the latest is that the Guardian newspaper this morning has printed further allegations about this whole Cash for Honours scandal. As you say, it's about whether people gave money to the Labour Party in return for getting a knighthood or being elevated to the unelected House of Lords in the British Parliament. And the Attorney General, the government's chief legal advisor, granted an injunction against the BBC on Friday to stop them reporting on this. This was at the request of the police force. But today the Guardian has gone ahead and resisted attempts to gag it from making allegations that Lord Levy, the man at the centre of all this, the chief fundraiser of Tony Blair, actually tried to shape the evidence that another senior aide gave to the British police.
Now, there have been arrests of people in very high office, and Tony Blair himself has been questioned in this, hasn't he?
That's right. Lord Levy has been arrested last year and questioned by the police about this. Another senior aide has been questioned, the Director of Government Relations at Number 10 Downing Street, the Prime Minister's office. And as you say, Tony Blair has also been questioned. Police stressed he was being questioned and not in any way as a suspect. But certainly this has cast a shadow over the last few months of Tony Blair's time as Prime Minister.
This scandal seems to have generated, as one might expect, a lot of interest in Britain. On the other hand, do people there care about Blair, given it's his final few months in office?
That's right. He is about to step down. We don't know the exact date. But I think I've spoken to people, just ordinary members of the public, who say every government rewards its supporters. Not to say that that's correct, but the mistake here is that they've just left a paper trail that the police have been able to pick up. On the other hand, though, a lot of people do feel that it has tarnished the end of his premiership. And obviously, it comes on top of the whole situation in Iraq. That's really the main thing that people have opposed Tony Blair for. And so really the situation you've got now, 10 years after Tony Blair came into office as this new, fresh-faced, young prime minister, I think there are a lot of people who feel that his premiership has not really lived up to expectations.
Thanks very much, Rob.
Thanks very much, Renee.
NPR's Rob Gifford speaking to us from London.